The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. As I was thinking about my God story that I wanted to tell today, I too am without notes, Kathy, so lunch may be a little late. No, I'm kidding. I have been collecting God pictures that some of you have sent over the last 2 weeks when I asked a couple of weeks in the service if you saw God in something in your everyday life to send me a picture. And I got a few pictures, and we're going to show those next week. But I got a text from a friend who has been pretty regular. She wasn't going to be here today, so she told me I could tell the story since she wouldn't be here. But Kayla Cardiff, some of you know Kayla. She's been a part of this church for a long time, but she's been busy and she sings in a lot of churches and she hadn't been around a lot. And she told me she went to an appointment with her ENT. Some of you may know him. And she talked about going and seeing him, and I guess he'd done some surgery or something, and she'd gone for her follow-up appointment, and she was standing out in the hall, and she said there was staff people around, and Jim hugged her and kissed her on the cheek and said, "I love you. I hope to see you soon." And as she walked away, she said, "I saw God. That was a God moment for me because I realized I needed my church family and that they loved me despite the fact that I hadn't been there." And so she began coming back and she re-engaged. She said, "God is at Highland Park and I need that." As we were singing today, "Breath of Heaven," I got a little emotional, and I thought about an email that my friend R.G. Huff sent me just this morning. Some of you know R.G. is a good friend of mine. He's been a long-time friend since I was on staff in Oklahoma City and he was on staff in Denver. And he retired recently to Waxahachie, and he started doing something he hadn't done a lot of, and that's writing music. And he has wrote a couple of songs that we use regularly. One that we use at the beginning of our service during common time called "All Are Welcome Here." And one we use as our benediction, "Scatter Us, Lord." And he sent me an email this morning, and he said, "I once again am looking at your service as I do every Sunday. And every Sunday I look at the music you're singing and I listen to your sermon after the service is over." And he said, "I so wish I could be a part of Highland Park." He goes to church in Waxahachie, but it's not a church that believes like we believe. And he said, "I worship through you. God is in this place. To people we never know, we touch." And he said, "Every time I write a song now, I write it as though I'm writing it for Highland Park." R.G. writes and he puts them on Facebook. He doesn't ask for commissions or publishing, or he just puts them on Facebook and says, "If a church wants to use it, use it." He worships through you, through this place. A week ago, a little over a week ago, as I sat in the hospital room of my mother in Oklahoma City, my mother's in the hospital. She's broken her hip pretty badly, and my brothers, who have been with her for the the last 48 hours, have gone home for some rest, and Roy and I are in the hospital. My aunt is in a hospital 10 miles north, unconscious and unresponsive. Her husband is in a nursing facility in hospice, not expected to make it very long. Darkness has come over the room. The doctor comes in and says, "Mom's not doing real well. Her blood count is very low. Her breathing is not good. It's critical at this moment." He said, "We're going to take some extreme measures, but your mother's made it clear that she doesn't want to be kept alive. So we'll do what we can, but tonight's critical." And I sat in her room. So many times I've stood at the bedside of people from this church, and I've prayed over them, and I have prayed, "God, place your hands around them. Make them feel your presence known." And at that moment, I felt God's arms around me, as my husband's arms were around me, and as I knew your arms were around me. I knew my church family were taking care of me. I knew that the staff was here taking care of you. God is in this place. God is in each one of you. As you love each other, as you worship together, as you pray for one another, may we enter into this new year and this new season, seeing God everywhere we look and recognizing that it is God in our lives. As Kevin said, not separating our emotions, but bringing them together in love and joy and hope and peace.